Do you know what is the most annoying thing in the world? Being sleepy. Like super, super sleepy. And not being able to sleep. Well, I mean, it's the most annoying thing in the world to me. I'm sure you have a list of things that are, you know, much, much more annoying to you. But this is me. And this is my most annoying thing. And I don't make a lot of sense when I'm sleepy either. I just ramble on and on and on. And that's like one of the reasons why I love you so much, because you just let me talk and talk and talk until I go to sleep. Yeah. It really sucks staying up late. Or not even staying up late. I like the night. I like the night, but you know, I also like sleep more. Last week, gosh, I wasn't sleeping that well, you know, maybe because I think I was missing for a few hours, like every night, because I would just get up and go to the kitchen or watch TV. I didn't want to wake you, so yeah. And sometimes, you know, that I like to sit by our window, by one of our windows, and just watch the cars pass by. And normally that gives me like a good hour of like daydreaming, like, where are those people going? Where have they been? Every time I say, where are you going? Where have you been? I always think of that Joyce Carol Oates short story, and that shit haunts me, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, so staring at cars, super fun when I can't sleep. Just watching people go by, because everyone's a person, they got their own thing going on, and it kind of like blows my mind. But last week, I don't know, there wasn't that many people out, and you know, we live on a busy street, so usually there's something, there's someone, but it was about like 2 a.m. and there wasn't a lot of people around. And you know, sometimes like I see cats and junk, you know, just chilling, doing cat stuff, you know, planning to overthrow our capitalist regime, you know, licking their buttholes, you know, doing what cats do. And I saw this cat-sized animal come out from the apartment across the street. Like, they have, like, you know, their little landscape and stuff. They're, like, bushes and whatever. And at first, I was really excited because, oh my god, cat-shaped animal, it must be a cat. And then the more I saw it, the more I looked, the more certain I was that it wasn't a cat. It wasn't walking right. It was walking really weirdly. And it, like, crossed the street. And when it came underneath the streetlight, I saw that it was a possum. And I freaked out. I know I was across the street, babe, in a fucking, like, the fifth story of an apartment building, but they were so creepy. It was a possum. It was a gross fucking possum. They're just so creepy and gross, and I hate them. You have to, you see, that's why it sucks not being able to sleep, because you're sleeping. You're supposed to protect me. And I'm supposed to protect you, because that's how it works, because it's 2017. Yeah, but you're like, I can't think of, you're like, okay, you're my teddy bear, but you're also my regular bear, because you'll, you know, because you're strong, and you know, your hair. It's just, it's cute. I don't know what I was trying to say with the bear comment anymore. This is embarrassing. Stop looking at me like that. Yeah. And I don't really dream, you know that. So I spend a lot of my time daydreaming. Not my, you know, not like throughout the day, but, you know, when I can't sleep. And I have some dreams that I want to share with you. Some things that I like to think about in the middle of the night. You know, because you're always fucking asking, I don't know how you can stay up so late. And it's not a matter of want, my love. It's it's a matter of can't. I can't sleep. So, in all of my daydreams, they always end with, or, you know, I always own a bakery. Because, you have witnessed firsthand the joy that baking brings me. Baking and being baked, but, you know, we're just going to talk about cookies now. You know how happy I get when I make something for someone and they like it. And, yeah, that's what I want. To open a bakery. Okay, I'm gonna tell you it's basically my life in different places. Okay. So this is my favorite one, and you can't make fun of me, and you can't tease me, and you can't, okay, because they're my dreams. I'm gonna put my head on your chest because you're my teddy bear, also because you smell good. Holy shit, you do smell really good. It is insane how good you smell. Okay, I'm gonna stop sniffing you. Okay, so I've always wanted to live somewhere that it's really, somewhere that's really cloudy or cold, because, you know, California living, I hate it, I hate the heat, makes me want to freaking peel my skin off. There's only so much you can do in the heat, you know. If it's cold, just put on some more layers. But if it's hot, it's like, what do you do when you, like, just strip down to nothing and you're still fucking dying? Anyway. So, rain and clouds. So, for that reason alone, I really like, don't make fun of me. I really like Scotland. You know, also there's, you know, US cities, but this is the number one dream. So, Edinburgh, oh my god, I'm pronouncing it so bad. Edinburgh. Ah, I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry. It's in Scotland. Okay. And I live in a little house just outside town. And I have a small bakery in town. And I sell all my Mexican sweet breads and, you know, the cookie recipes that I've perfected and just yummy things. And my bakery makes people happy. And it always makes me smile to think about it. And, okay, let me tell you more about the house. It would probably be a flat, you know, in town, but whatever. This is my dream. I can dream whatever the hell I want. That means changing locations of things. Okay. Well, preferably, I would like a window in any port. I can't pronounce shit. I would like a window. I would like windows where I can just
watch the rain fall down. I really like, actually I hate living on such a busy street, but I like that my window has such a good view of everything, and it just brings me a lot of, sometimes I, actually you've seen me do this, I prop a bunch of pillows up on our bed, so I like, I'm sitting up and sort of laying down, and I just watch the rain fall down, and I do it for hours. And, you know, eventually I take a nap because it's cold and I'm underneath a blanket and it's raining and that shit is soothing. So, windows, with like big windows in my dream home in Scotland. A reading nook? I know that's a lot to ask, but... Or maybe like a nice comfy chair that I could stare out the window, you know? Armchair. Baby, you should know that I want a library when, you know, we have a house together. I'm just letting you know right now. Just don't fucking act surprised when, you know, when we're shopping around for a house and you're like, oh, I didn't know about this. Well, you know now. So I'm telling you all these things that you should know. My favorite little dreams and the whatnots. And, okay, we still have... my baby dog, hopefully. He's a little older, so we get a bigger dog. And by bigger, I mean, you know, actually pretty like pit bull sized, you know? A big dog. I don't know. Maybe a fluffy dog? I really want a big fluffy dog that I name, and I want to name it Snuffles. Number one for Sirius Black and Harry Potter. Is that what they call his animagus form? Snuffles? Is that what it is? Oh my god, I can't remember. I feel like it is. It's probably not, and you're probably mad for me. You're probably mad that I'm, like, committing, like, the highest blasphemy against Harry Potter. I'm so sorry, babe. I'm pretty sure it is Snuffles. Oh my gosh. Okay. And but its full name would be Snuffleupagus, after the Sesame Street character. I just want to be like, Snuffles, come here. Be so cute. And a couple of cats. I'd like a couple of cats. So we have, but we would have two dogs and two cats. And our home would always be warm. It would smell really nice. I know these are like dumb details to add, but these are the things that I think about late at night. And by smells really nice, like it'll smell like warm bread or cookies or coffee cake or something. Yeah. So, Edinburgh, I don't know how to pronounce it, I'm sorry. A bakery. Big windows. Cats. And a big fluffy dog. And you, of course. All of my daydreams, you know, all these scenarios have you in them. So, just, you know, slow your roll there. I would never forget about you, even in my dreams. Okay, and another one is we moved to Seattle, and I get a job in my, you know, career field, okay, I'm gonna tell you the career field one first, and then I'm gonna tell you the food related one. So preferably I'd be working for the University of Washington. And we would live close to my bestie. And I would see her every day. Or, you know, a lot. And we'd take our dogs to the park together. Maybe you and her husband would get along. I hope so. That would make me so happy because I love her so much, and by extension, I love him because she loves him. So I want my favorite person in the world to love you. She is my favorite person in the world, and I want to spend time with her and time with you, and if that time overlaps, that'd be like happiness overload. Yeah, okay. So I'd be working for a university, you know, balling academically, because that's just how I do. I'm an academic gangsta, yo. I got that so embarrassing. Don't tell anyone I'm this cringy. Gosh. And it'd probably be an apartment because Seattle's fucking housing prices are just the fucking housing market, man. Anywhere, it's ridiculous. Whatever. I'm not here to talk about that. Okay, so that's the academic one. And the food related one is I would own a food truck, and I'd sell, you know, instead of the bakery, I'd sell, you know, actual food instead, because there's only so much you can do to a cookie before people are like, enough, bitch, give me my birria, give me my carne asada burrito, give me tacos de lengua, you know, so stuff like that. It'd be a mixture of, you know, family recipes and recipes that I've tweaked, and just overall, I don't know, I don't think it'd be fusion. I think it'd be like just a straight fucking Mexican food truck. So, but you know, and I would have my sweets, you know, selling. I would be selling them too. I don't know. It's something about, I don't know, cooking and baking make me really happy. I like seeing how happy the things I make other people. that sentence didn't make sense, but you get what I mean. Of course you do, because you're perfect. You always understand my nonsensical babbles. Okay, and another dream is we live in Colorado. Not Colorado Springs, probably like Denver. And I would open, it'd be a bakery, but it would be a marijuana bakery, an edible bakery, if you will. And I would also have a restaurant attached, and that's not, a weed restaurant, it's just a restaurant of my yummy things. Again, Mexican food. I know what I do best, and that's I'm doing it for the culture, my culture, la raza. So I would call the edible bakery, or I would call my line of, you know, edibles, extraterrestrial edibles, because they'll take you out of this world. And we still have my baby dog, and we have another big dog and a cat, and we're always hiking, and I get to see the Milky Way in its entire glory instead of fucking only seeing it once before. So I'd really like to get out of Southern California for a bit. And another dream. Okay. And this is totally because I just visited my other bestie in San Francisco. We live in San Francisco. And we live in the Richmond district. Because that's where my friend lives. She's not going to live there long, though. Not long enough for me to be there. But anyway, my point is Richmond district. And we live in this
apartment that has really big windows, and not one of the older ones, which sucks because, you know, they're so beautiful, but if the big one ever hits, I don't want to die because we're in a fucking old ass brick building. So we'll see. What I love about Richmond is like all the food and the bars and everything, and it's so close to the beach, and it's so beautiful there. It's like so freaking expensive, but so beautiful. I fell in love with that upper middle class aesthetic, you know. Oh gosh, the houses in San Francisco. I'm drooling over these houses. Lord, okay. And I would either have a bakery again, or I'd have... There's always people passing by motorcycles. It's like they all want to pass by my open window. Why is that, baby? What do you think? They don't want you to hear my little fantasies. Okay. I think an edible business would, you know, work in San Francisco, but I'd have to like be super vegan. I'd have to be like no gluten, you know, like, cause it's San Francisco, and also that's kind of like, I've seen that in a lot of edibles lately. I've been seeing like the no gluten. Every time I get a fucking edible, it's almost always like gluten free or vegan or something, and I'm just like, this is cool, but could you make your fucking edibles not taste disgusting? Thank you. That's the thing that annoys me most about marijuana food. You can't. The weed aftertaste, like, sometimes it's nice, but most of the time it's not. It sucks. And we'd go to the beach a lot because it'd be like 20-minute walk tops. And we'd go to Golden Gate Park because it's so beautiful there. My friend showed me her favorite meadow, and I loved it. It made me feel so at peace, like I came back to myself, you know? You don't know, I just probably sound dumb or silly. But you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Okay, I did Seattle, I did Scotland, I did Colorado, I did San Francisco. Oh, last one. I'd love to live in Oregon, because that's where another one of my friends lives. And she's starting her own cookie business right now. She's gluten-free and all this other stuff. Because she can't eat certain stuff because she's got allergies. So, you know, and they're really solid cookies. She's been telling me about the recipes. And what I would love to do in Oregon is grow marijuana. She's also growing marijuana. No, again, the food truck sounds like a good idea. I like to do that there. And hopefully we have a nice house. And I'd love a garden. And all of... Here's the thing. Like, in Scotland, I would prefer a house for the garden. In Oregon, I would prefer the house. And Seattle, I just know there's no fucking way in hell that we're gonna be able to get a house. So, you know, or San Francisco, like, Jesus Christ. So... I love my own garden. My little windowsill's nice. On my little cacti, and hopefully my freesias and gardenias, but my own garden. I'd love a
greenhouse too. That seems like a more Scotland thing, because, you know, the fucking, it's always cold. Or drizzling. Or something, you know? So, Oregon too. Fucking greenhouse. And I'd love to grow all my own herbs. Not the marijuana kind. And our house would be nice and warm and cozy. And I'd get to come home to the best man in the world. Hachi. No. You. You so are the best man in the world. Yeah. Totally. How could I not think that? Like, seriously? Okay, the Violet Girl's coming out, so I think that should be the end of all my little late night dreams. So, I don't want to go to school. I think you're sleepy, and I think I'm finally starting to drift off, so. Dream a little dream of me. That's so lame. That's so cheesy. Don't tell anyone I'm this lame, please. I love you, baby. Good night.